Hallelujah. Amen. Please be holding place. Tonight I have a topic here, because he lives, I live also. So let's sing that song as we prepare ourselves to hear the word of God. Amen.
We call him Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He came to life.
As you are singing, follow the words for the
alive.
Sing the
Bible
and take note of every word. Oh, yes.
Oh, because I can face tomorrow, because he lives.
Oh, because he lives.
All fear is gone.
All fear is gone.
Because I know he holds my future, and life is worth
loving.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Oh, and then one day,
one day,
I'll cross the river.
I'll fight life far.
Now,
Jesus, we thank you, Lord, this evening. We give you the praise, Lord, because you live.
Oh, we live also, Lord. Father, we thank you for tonight. Yet another opportunity, another privilege, Lord. Oh, for us to be in your presence, Lord. Father, we thank you for the day. Our going outs and our coming ins, we thank you, Lord. In our homes, our working places, in our schools. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord Jesus, tonight. We thank you that grace has opened up again for us to be in your presence, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, for this grace. We give the glory to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Journey mercies that, Lord, you have given to us from our various homes. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. Lord, because you live, I live also. And Christ in my life to prove every word that you are alive. That your life, Lord, you have given to us. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, Lord Jesus, how we bless your name tonight. How we appreciate you tonight. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Your mercies and your grace. We bless your name, Lord. We bless you. Glory be to your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, Lord, when we look around, we cannot find our brother Eli. We cannot find our brother Juser. They've sent a message that they are not feeling well. But, Lord Jesus, we know you are the healer. Oh, by your stripes we were healed. And so, Lord Jesus, even with this prayer request here, Lord, we believe that, Lord Jesus, our brothers, they are already healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, we send that word of healing, Lord. Claiming total healing in Jesus' name. Because, Lord, you paid that price. You nailed it on Calvary. It has already been paid. And we claim it tonight, Lord. That Lord Jesus' healing has already reached our brothers. And we believe in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord, it is finished, as you said. We thank you, Lord, even tonight, Father. We give you the praise and honor and glory. We thank you for yet another privilege, Lord, for us to be in your presence, O God. Father, we thank you for our homes, working places, our going outs and coming in, Lord. You said you always preserve them, O God. And you've preserved them, and Lord, you've brought us tonight in your presence, O God. And Father, we know as we have come, there is something in store for us. So Lord, all that we ask, the Lord Jesus, help us, O God. That we come with that reverence, Lord, and with that godly fear tonight. And that, Lord, we hear from your word, O God. We pray that, Lord Jesus, there will be a place somewhere in our heart, O God, to receive them, O Lord. The Lord Jesus, not only receiving them, O God, but, Father, that it will be life in us, Lord Jesus. That our very life, O God, will portray that we also live because you are alive. We thank you, we bless you in Jesus' name. As we turn to the word, Lord, bless the reading of your word and let it be living bread for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? You are all welcome to the house of God tonight. Amen. Oh, the Lord is good. We shall turn to Mark 16. And we shall read from verse 1 to 8. You know of that scripture already. Amen. Mark 16, 1 to 8. Let's turn to the reading of the word of God. God bless you. And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came into the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. Amen. And they said among themselves, "Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre?" And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were frightened. And he saith unto them, "Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold, the place where they laid him. But go your way. Tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him." And he said, as he said unto you, Amen. Because he lives, I live also. Because he lives, I live also. Heavenly Father, bless your word, O God. As we sit at your feet, O God, Lord, open our ears, our understanding. Oh, Lord, give us the heart. Oh, to hear your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? I think there is a little bouncing. Is it okay? Is it okay? Right. Oh, praise the Lord. We all know of this scripture. These three nice sisters, they thought of what? Doing something in appreciation of what? Of their Lord Jesus Christ. But my brother, let's look at the topic tonight. Because he lives, I live also. Tonight, I want to challenge my own self. Amen. That this phrase, this sentence, it is right about me. It is true about me. That as long as he lives, I live also. Amen. Amen. Because if I live, then there must be what? The resurrected life in me. Praise God. Yes, sir, brethren, let us not just look at the word, we sing it, we read it, and that is all. But we got to examine what we say. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Examine whatever you read, whatever you hear, whatever you say. Examine whether it is right about you. Whether it is true about you. Yes. Praise God. Amen. We all say, because he lives, I live also. What kind of life? It got to be the same resurrected life. That's why he said, if we, anyone that dies and is buried, planted in the same way that he was buried, you what? You resurrected in the same power also. Yes, that's true. Amen. Now let's look at our scripture. Let's look at verse 2. He said, and very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came to the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. Amen. There is something about what? Rising of the sun. There's something great about the rising of the sun. Oh, yes, sir. Last week we did on that topic. Amen. When we read from the prophet's message, it is the rising of the sun. He said the whole world was what? Void without form. And darkness was upon the deep. But meanwhile, God had already planted what? Seeds in the ground. But it was all covered with what? Darkness. Amen. And it needed what? The rising of the sun to bring this seed to life. Praise God. And so the prophet said, in that message book, paragraph 41, he said, there is a dual sun rising. Dual sun rising. There is what? A dual sun rising. And he said, the first time the sun rose in Genesis, it was it was bringing a message that there will be life upon the earth, mortal life. The rising of the sun brought a message that there is going to be what? Life. Amen. That was the first sun rising, because he said there is a dual sun rising. And so in the same paragraph 41, he said, but this time, not only the S-U-N rising, it was the S-O-N, the sun, S-O-N, had risen and brought what? Eternal life to God's promised word, seeds. Amen. Whom he had foreknown. Praise the Lord. So the first one, when the sun came, it brought what? Botany life. All botany seed that were what? Under the ground. They came back to what? They came back to life. Then the second S-O, this is the second one was first S-U-N rising. The second is S-O-N rising. And that also brings what? Bring every dead. Oh, you and I, we were dead. Amen. But he rose up to bring what? Eternal life to us. Amen. There is something about the rising of the sun. And if the sun has risen in your life, amen, it definitely had to give you what? Life. Amen. Unless you have been in the wrong position. But if you are in the right position receiving what? The sun rising. There surely got to be life in you. Amen. Bringing out what? The very fruits that he said, let every fruit-bearing tree bring forth its own kind. Amen. So whatever fruit that God has placed in you, with what? The rising of the sun, it will bring those fruits to life. Amen. Amen. Now verse 3. He said, and they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone? Amen. As they were going, then they remembered, these people put a very mighty stone over the sepulchre. So mighty, as we read, he said, it was so great. Praise the Lord. Why did they do that? They knew very well that that very stone they put over that grave, even the 11 disciples can never move them. They knew it. They did it because they said, these disciples, if we don't seal the place, they'll go and take the body and then just come out and say, why did he say, he said that he will rise and he has risen. They will steal the body. And so they made sure that he's sealed inside. And they put guards even alongside. Praise the Lord. So the sisters remembered, who is going to roll the stone for us? Amen. And this rolling of the stone, we have heard it somewhere again. When Jesus went to a place. Amen. Oh, praise God. He said, take away the stone. Amen. Amen. Take away the stone. Amen. What was behind the stone? Death has placed his icy hand upon someone. Someone was behind there, dead. Praise the Lord. Amen. And when he said, move away the stone. Take away the stone. The sister of the dead said, Lord, my Lord. By this time, it's stinking. Because 4 days, Corruption sets into what? Into body in 3 days. So it's stinking by now. And what did Jesus say? He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Praise God. I am the resurrection and the life. You just take away the stone. Praise God. And here we are seeing again the sisters were just saying, who will roll away the stone for us? Praise the Lord. And when they got there, they saw that the stone had already been rolled out. Amen. My brother, my sister, how are you be able to put a resurrection and the life behind stone? Praise God. Resurrection and the life. How can you put him in the grave and seal it with a stone? The virtue already is in him. The virtue is in him. By the word of God. Because the word has already spoken about him. That thou will not what? Thou will not leave my soul in hell. And will not suffer thine holy one to see corruption. So that word has already been spoken about him. And that word that has spoken about him has become a virtue in him. Oh, my brother, my sister. Every word that is spoken that belongs to you is a virtue. So when the word of God says the seeds of Abraham, you will possess the gates of your enemies. It's a virtue that is in you. Praise God. When the word tells you that you are this, that's a virtue is in you. And so the virtue that was in Christ Jesus, it has already been spoken about him. That he will not, his soul will not be left in hell. And he says that he said again that he will not suffer his holy one to see corruption. And when you look at Psalm 49:15, he said, God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave. Amen. So that virtue was in him. The resurrection and the life was in him. And so the prophet said in the message book, the restoration of the bride, paragraph 103, he said, there is a law in Christ. I've read it before here. There is a law. That means there is a word in Christ. And he is that word himself. So there is a law in Christ. And that law also is in men. And what is that law? He said, you bury him in the deepest grave, in the deepest sea, in the lowest hell. Amen. He said, the Spirit of God will raise him up again. And he said, that law is also in you. Amen. It is also in us. The resurrection and the life. That's why we sing, because he lives. Oh, I live also. That means that same power also is in you. That spirit that raised Christ from the dead, if it dwells in you, it will quicken this your mortal body. You can never die, as he also will not die, as he is alive. Oh, praise God. Who roll away the stone? It's a question of what? Rolling away the stone. Roll away the stone. Amen. And he will speak life. Every dead condition that is behind the stone will come back to life again. And he himself was put there. And who rolled the stone? Oh, yes, sir. The power in him just rolled the stone somewhere. Because you cannot keep him even in the deepest grave. You cannot keep him there. Because the virtue that is in him is what? Resurrection and power. Resurrection and life. That is why that virtue that is in him, he can give to someone. Praise the Lord. Virtue in you, you can give to someone. And so if You have a virtue of forgiveness. You can give to someone. Praise the Lord. If you don't have that virtue, you cannot forgive. And then you cannot say you are alive. Praise the Lord. Because when even he was on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them. It's a virtue. If you don't have it, you can't give it. And if you can't give what? Forgiveness. Then you are not alive like him. Praise the Lord. That virtue is not in you. Forgiveness. Even to say, I am sorry, it's a virtue. Praise the Lord. Even to say, I'm sorry, is a virtue. If it is not in you, you cannot give it. Praise the Lord. Because when you give it, it's a victory over what? Over Satan. And Satan knows very well. So when you are trying to say, oh, my sister, my brother, forgive me, the devil will say, no. Why should you go and belittle yourself? Don't do it. Because he knows when you do it, immediately his word, he's defeated. My brother, my sister, if we are alive, all these virtues must be seen in our lives. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now let's look at verse 6. He said, and he saith unto them, be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. Amen. He is risen. He is not here. Oh, hallelujah. He is risen. He is not here. Amen. See, the sisters, it was what? They are very nice sisters. Praise the Lord. But see, the revelation was wrong. See, the revelation was wrong. You were there when he said, I am the resurrection and the life. And then you go and collect what? Spices and sweet things to go embalm what? A resurrection and the life? It was a wrong revelation. Praise the Lord. Going to what? Seek the living among the dead. Oh, hallelujah. And so someone told them, he's risen. He is not here. Praise the Lord. He's not here. Look at the place where they put him. The living cannot be found in dead places. Praise God. Because he lives, I live also. If you live, you cannot be found in dead places. Amen. Yes, sir. You cannot. No, sir. Amen. Because he lives, you live also. Amen. Then we can find you in what? Walking in the counsel of ungodly? Oh, no, sir. Praise the Lord. If you say you are living, then we can find you standing in the ways of sinners? No, sir. You are not alive. Praise the Lord. How can you find the living sitting on the seat of scornfuls? The seat of what? Gossipers. No, sir. Praise the Lord. If you are alive, because he lives, I live also. Then the life of Christ must be in you. The resurrected life. Praise God. My brother, take notice of it. My sister, take notice of it. We shouldn't just say it and then... See, look, let your heart be what? Reading, not your mind. Amen. So that it goes into the heart. And it begins to what? You search yourself, examine yourself, that what I'm reading, what I'm saying, is it truly about me? The living. How would you find the living walking in the counsel of ungodly? How would you find the living standing in the ways of sinners? How would you find the living sitting in the seat of scornfuls? Praise the Lord. He said, he's risen. He's not here. He's not here. He's alive. He's not at this place where death comes in death situation. The living cannot be found in the world. Yes, some time ago, I was dead. When you come to what? Sundays, you go to the stadium, you see me there. Praise the Lord. But today, that my seat over there is empty. Because Jesus himself was proved an empty tomb. If I still go there, if I still have the desire to go there, then I'm not risen. I'm still dead. My brother, my sister, they're living. He's risen. He's not here. We're going to look for what? The living amongst what? The dead. My brother, my sister, this must not be said among what? True believers. Because he lives, amen. I live also. Amen. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Hey, my brother, my sister, take notice of that. Praise the Lord. Now let's look at verse 7. It said, go your way and tell his disciples. Now take notice of this. Go your way and tell the disciples. Now, this very scripture, the advocates of women preachers, this is one of their scriptures they stand on. To be what? To be the evidence why women should what? Preach. Because they said, you know what they say? He said, look, when Jesus, it is the women that even, they were the first people to see that Jesus has risen. And the angel told them that to go and preach the gospel. And they went to the town preaching the gospel, preaching the good news. See, so women were even, it's in the Bible, that women were what? Were called to go and preach. They were the first even to bring the good news that Jesus has what? Resurrected. Oh, my brother, my sister. Sometimes we must thank God. That when we hear, we understand. When we see, we perceive. That's what the scripture says. He said, I have not seen, and ears have not heard, and it has not entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for his loved ones. Amen. He has revealed it to them. It's a revelation, my brother. And you open it, you give it to them, still they cannot perceive. My brother, let's give us verse 8. Just the answer is there. Verse 7, verse 8, look at it here. Look at it closely. He said what? He said, and they went out quickly and fled from the sepulcher. For they were trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. Look. So where did they go to? Where is the preaching? Where is it? He said they never even opened their mouth to tell anyone. They were afraid. You see the answer here? Just the next verse. And then they are going over somewhere. Oh, praise be to God. Amen. That the Lord had opened our eyes for us to see the truth. Amen. Amen. That's what they say. They were the first to see that Christ is risen. And they went out to preach the gospel. Now here is it. Said they were trembling and amazed, and neither said anything to any man, for they were afraid. So where is the preaching? Oh, praise the Lord. Again, let's look at it. He said, go tell the disciples. That was the instructions it was given to them. Go tell. But let's look at the same Mark 14:15. We want to just destroy that evidence of the people. Mark 16, the same Mark 16, give us 14 and 15. He said, and afterwards he appeared unto what? The 11. Amen. Amen. He appeared unto what? The 11. Was there any woman there? And as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had what, seen him after he was risen. 15. And he said unto them, go ye into the world and preach the gospel unto every creature. Now the commission is being given out. Go and preach the gospel. And here the angel told them, go and tell. To tell someone something is different from what? Go and preach. And in preaching, what? The commission was given to what? The 11. Amen. And when you go to Acts of the Apostles, the time when they were about to what? Appoint one person to come in to make 12. All the sisters were there. Jesus' mother was there. That was the time if a woman is truly is to preach, that was the time they should have what? Taken a woman in. Even Jesus' mother herself should have been chosen. All the sisters were there, yet they had to choose what? A brother to make it what? To make it 12. So this just by the way, amen, we are talking about because he lives, I live also. Amen. Because he lives, I live also. Let's look at the message, Easter seal, what the prophet said here. He said, the prophet said, I have stamped it in my own heart as the greatest meeting or the greatest event of the year. Easter is a great day of the year for we Christians who claim to be God's children. Amen. Easter as the rising of the S-O-N. Amen. Amen. Said it is the greatest day for what? Of all true Christians. And the prophet continued, he said, if there ever be a day which should be a day for the Christians, then there is no other day than Easter. That is the hope of the Christian. Amen. Amen. That is what the hope of the Christian. And he said, you see, of all the things that Jesus did, and certainly is what appreciating all of his vindication of the world and what he did to fulfill them is quite appreciated. We appreciate everything that he did. Healing the sick, raising the dead, casting out devils, preaching the gospel to the poor, and even fulfilling every word that was what? That was said about him. That was wonderful. Praise the Lord. All these things the word has spoken about him, that he will be doing them. Then the prophet said, and then also suffering for our sins in our stead, and to be a propitiation for our sin. Amen. Propitiation for our sin. He was wounded for what? For our transgressions. He was bruised for what? For our iniquities. And the peace, the chastisement of our peace was upon him. Amen. And by his stripes we were healed. All this he did for us. Amen. Amen. But he said, above all, I think Easter sealed the whole thing. After doing all these things, if Christ had not risen, there's no word. There was no anything good for us. There doesn't show anything, any profit for us. Praise the Lord. Like you heal a blind man. Oh, that's good. But if that man, you are not able to save the soul, you've done nothing. Praise the Lord. He goes back to what? His sins again. So he said, all that Jesus did, healing the sick, casting out devils, raising up the dead, and himself suffering for us. Amen. All these things were good. Wounded for what? For our transgressions. All these things were good. But he said, if Christ had not risen, then all these things could not have done any good to us. No profit would have come out of it. Praise the Lord. That's why Easter sealed everything. He said that was what? It sealed his messiahship. The rising of the S-O-N sealed his messiahship. He said he proved that the Bible, all that the Bible said, all the scriptures that was written of him to do, he sealed his messiahship when he rose from the dead. He said, the Easter seal. Amen. And we hear Paul saying something about this rising of the sun. That's Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 15. We can read from 13, but let's read from verse 17. He said, and if Christ be not raised, if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain. Ye are yet in your sins. If he had not risen, we would have been still in our sins. Then they also which are falling asleep in Christ are perished. All the good works and all those people that died at the stake for Christ's name's sake, all those people would have been in vain. They would have perished. And if this life only we have hope in Christ, then we are also of all men the most miserable people. Praise the Lord. If Christ had been what? All our hope, and he never rose up, then we would have been the miserable people. Because as you were on earth here, my brother, you could have done all these kind of businesses, defrauding people and make money. And you'll be flying from Dubai to Dubai to Rio de Janeiro and to all this flying crisscrossing. Praise the Lord. My sister is laughing because I mentioned his city. Rio de Janeiro, eh? Praise the Lord. See, flying from here, going crisscrossing. But look at where you are seated. You could have run some kind of business, defrauding people, making money, and flying up and down. Sleeping in 5-star hotels. I don't know if they have 10-star hotels. Sleeping in them. But look, you are seated here because you have hope. And that hope is that Christ is what? Christ is risen. Amen. And as long as he's risen, you also what? You are alive. That's why you are here. And that life is what? Eternal life. That is what you are looking for. Oh, praise the Lord. Verse 20. He said, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruit of them that slept. Amen. Amen. We know that day when he rose up, all the tombs, push, push, push. All those people that what the devil have kept. All souls that were in prison. Oh, they all what? Resurrected. With the rising of the sun. Just like it was in the beginning. The rising of S-U-N. All the seeds that were hidden. Oh, hallelujah. They all came back to life. Praise God. Just like in the beginning. It types what? Christ. S-O-N. Also rising. Bringing eternal life to all dead conditions. You and I were dead in sin. Oh, praise God. But the rising of S-O-N, it brought life, eternal life to us. Oh, thank you, Lord. God bless you, brother. Amen. And now, if we need proof, let's look at what John saw. If we need proof, let's look at what John saw. Now, looking at perhaps the greatest proof is what John saw in the island of Patmos, to prove that he is alive. Amen. Amen. To prove that he is alive. Amen. Let's turn to Revelation 1. Amen. Let's turn to Revelation 1. When John saw him, he said what? Revelation 1. Let's read from let's read from verse 9. Let's read something from verse 9. Amen. He said, I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and the kingdom and the patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. Amen. I am. And now let's go to, just jump quickly to verse 17. What did John see? And he said, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and of death. Oh, so this is a very great proof that our Lord Jesus Christ is alive. John saw him on the island of what? Island of Patmos. He saw him and said, and I fell at his feet as what? As dead. Because he lives, we live also. Amen. So he is alive. John saw him. That's a proof. And let's look at what John, let's see the description that John, how he saw him. He talked about his hair. What did he see about the hair? He said they were like wool, as white as snow. Amen. That's the way how he saw him. As white as snow. Praise God. To have been a wonderful sight. And the prophet said, This was not because of his age. The white hair was not because of his age. He said, oh no. He said, the brilliant white hair does not signify age, but experience, amen, maturity, amen, and wisdom. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The eternal one does not age. Amen. What signifies experience, maturity, and wisdom? My brother, these three things. Oh, hallelujah. Begin to ask your experience tonight. What experience have you gone through? Through real Christian life. Amen. Maturity. How you have been able to handle yourself in situations. Oh, how you what you have been able to say in times of war, trials. Praise the Lord. It shows your maturity. And then wisdom. Praise God. How you can what? Balance situations. Amen. Balance. That's wisdom. Balance situations. Just like what? When Solomon, those two women that were fighting over the child, he balanced the situation. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, it's not for anyone. This child is not for any of you. Sword man, come. Just cut off this child's head. Praise the Lord. Balance the situation to see the truth. That's wisdom. Amen. He said, that white hair doesn't signify age, but it signifies what? Experience, maturity, and wisdom. He said, for the eternal one, he doesn't age. That means we will never grow old. Oh, because he is alive forevermore. Eternal life. We are not here, we are growing. Amen. We are growing. Praise the Lord. Before, myself and my hair, it was like this. Hey, very high. Praise the Lord. One day I'll put it on my WhatsApp. You see how I was when I was a young boy. Praise the Lord. You see my hair. Amen. You see. But day in, day out, I'm growing. Huh? Now everything is gone. And now white hair coming in. But over there we are not going to grow. Oh, praise the Lord. Said the eternal one doesn't grow. Said it is as when Solomon called God for wisdom to judge the people of Israel. Now he's coming the judge of all the earth. He will be crowned with wisdom. That is what the white and the glittering hair signifies. Amen. And then the prophet quoted that Daniel also saw him the same way. So we have the proof that he lives. Amen. We have the proof that he lives. Because Daniel also saw him description just like John gave the description. Amen. Yes, sir. And he said his eyes were what? Were as a flame of fire. His eyes were just like what? Flame of fire. And he said, those fiery flaming eyes of the judge are even now recording the lives of all flesh. Amen. Yes, sir. My brother, take notice of this. That eye is recording everything. Because that eye can see every corner. Amen. Oh, my brother is not here. My sister is not here. Pastor is not here. Deacons are not here. Oh, let me just dodge here. Oh, that eye is looking at you. He said, it's recording. My brother, We cannot hide from him. We can't hide from him. Amen. Even the one you have hidden here, he sees it. Huh? The one you have hidden here, he sees it. The one your thoughts here, he sees it. That eye is recording. Praise the Lord. And so, my brother, my sister, why should you begin to what? Plan evil here. He's recording them. Why should you put something here? He's recording them. Oh, living. You must not find yourself in any form of what? Condition that is a dead condition, because you are alive. Take it tonight that I live, and I'll live like Christ. Amen. The life of Christ is in me. I'll hold on to it. Tonight, Satan, get out of my life. He said, running to and fro throughout the earth, there is nothing he does not know. Amen. That's from the prophet. He said, there is nothing he doesn't know. He knows the desire of your heart and what each one intends to do. He knows that eye. He sees it. So where can you hide? He said, there is nothing hidden that shall not be revealed. For all things are naked before him. Think of it. He said, think of it. He knows even now what you are thinking. That's what the prophet is saying. He said, right now even he knows what you are thinking. So change your thoughts quickly now. Because he knows what you are saying. Say, oh Lord. I love everyone, Lord. Oh, praise be to God. I'm part of I'm your child, Lord. I'm your child. Because you live, I live also. Because whatever you are thinking now, he knows it. Jesse, you are thinking of God? God bless you. Amen. So those eyes see, those same eyes saw visions. And they look deep within the hearts of men and read every thought and knew all their various ways. That eyes. Hey, my brother, my sister. Let's do the writing. Amen. We are the living. Amen. Amen. We are living. Because he lives, we also live. Go on. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Set his feet. For his feet we know as the brass. And we know brass represents what? Judgment. Brass is what? Represents what? Judgment. So he said, he laid his what? John said he fell at his feet as dead. That he fell with what? With all reverence. Eh? With all obedience. And with all fear. Amen. That's the way how we must go to his presence. With all reverence. With all obedience. And with all fear. Amen. And when we do that, he will lay his right hand. His right hand of salvation. He will lay it upon you. And will tell you, fear not. I am alive and you will live also. Praise the Lord. Let's do it. With all reverence, with all obedience, with all fear. And he will lay his right hand upon us and tell us, fear not. I'm alive. Alive forevermore. And you will also live. Where am I? You will be there also. Oh, praise the Lord. Because he lives, I live also. Then your life must portray that same life of Christ in you. Amen. Brethren, the apostles, they showed it. Praise God. They showed it. They showed his messiahship. And the messiahship was seen in their lives. The first apostles. And now, we have a prophet that has turned us back to our apostolic fathers. To look at the way, the acts of the apostles, that we do the same. Because as we read from our Sunday school, he said that is the standard. That is the pattern. Looking at it again, so that wherever we are going astray, we straighten up. Let's read something. When Jesus told them, look, I'm going, but don't leave Jerusalem. Stay in Jerusalem. And wait until you have received what the power. And when you receive it, then you will be my witnesses. In both Judea and Samaria. Amen. And even unto the uttermost parts of the world. You be what? You be my disciples. And we are at the utmost part. Stay and receive it. And when they obeyed, what happened? The prophet said it here. Let's read what he said. He said, and when that Pentecostal group up there on the day of Pentecost received their abstract deed, it quickened their body till they couldn't even speak in earthly language anymore. Oh, yes, sir. Some languages are earthly language. Some language is earthly. Praise the Lord. When you talk anything against your brother, against you, it's earthly. Oh, my brother, the Holy Ghost will not do that. When you begin to talk about the word, football matches and all those kind of things, worldly things that are happening. It's earthly! Said, they couldn't even speak in an earthly language anymore. It quickened their body to heavenly language. Heavenly language! When you open your mouth, it is what? It's salt. Amen. Sweet. Oracles, blessings, oh, good things. As the prophet said, if you haven't got any good thing to say about Brother Maxwell, keep quiet. If you haven't got any good thing to speak about Sister Lily, keep quiet. Praise the Lord. If you open your mouth, speak only good things. If you open it, speak what? Good things. That's heavenly language. Amen. That's the prophet's message. He said, quickening power of God shook their mortal bodies so till their entire mortal language was transformed into a word, an immortal language. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. Brethren, he lives. Because he lives, we also live. Amen. Tonight, my brother, let us come to his presence tonight. Knowing that we have what? A high priest over this house. We have a high priest over this house. So let us draw nigh unto him. With a true heart. That scripture is, I think, Hebrews. So that you put it on the board. That scripture. It's Hebrews 10. Hebrews 10 from 21. Hebrews 10, 21. He said, now, and having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart. See, every day we sing this song. Pure heart, how much I long for. Oh, praise the Lord. You sing it and then your heart is not pure. Don't say. So let us draw nigh with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. That's tonight and forever we are speaking. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another. Let's consider one another. To provoke unto love and to good works. See? Provoke your sister, provoke your brother to good works. Amen. Do you know how to provoke good things? When I do good to you, I provoke you for you also to do good. Not to me, but to maybe another person also. That's the provoking. Amen. You provoke your brother. Do good to him. Amen. Do good to him. Then he also can do the same. See, you are giving that person virtue because you have the virtue. Praise the Lord. And he also, last time the way how the brother did this thing for me. Then you meet the same condition, you also do it for what? Another person. Praise the Lord. That is the provoking. That is the true children. That's what love among the children of God. Oh, yes, sir. So let's provoke. To provoke unto love and unto good works. Yes? Go on. Let us draw nigh with a true heart. Oh, no, you've gone back again. Yeah, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as we see the day approaching. Amen. Brethren, let's look at it closely. Amen. Give her the last one, verse 26. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more what? Sacrifice for sin. Praise the Lord. After you have received these messages, last week, the message the pastor preached on Friday and Sunday, you know what I told him? I said, Pastor, after this message, if someone can still have strife against one another, then it shows the kind of spirit that is at work. Amen. Amen. My brother, let's see, all these things that come from the pulpit is from the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Take notice of it. So tonight, see, we have a high priest. Let's come to him with a true heart. True heart. What we have been hearing from last week to what we are hearing tonight. Said, let us be planted together in the likeness of his death. Let's do that. Planted together in the likeness of his death, so that we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Amen. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be what? Might be destroyed. Let us tonight, through the Spirit, mortify the deeds of the body. Let's mortify the deeds of the body. Let's destroy the deeds of the flesh. Amen. Amen. Strife and all those things should not prevail against what? Against the love that is in you. Never. Love must prevail over every strife. Amen. We are the sons of God, led by what? The Spirit of God. So the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Amen. Amen. We are children of God. Brethren, take notice of that. You are a child of God. And because he lives, you live also. So his spirit is in you. You cannot find the living among the dead. The living among the world. Oh no. Now listen to what the prophet said here. Go tell my disciples. Preach in Jeffersonville, 1953, paragraph 301, when he was about to finish this message. He said, one time I was a sinner. Listen closely, brethren, as we are coming to an end of this. One time I was a sinner. That is true. That may be true for you also. Praise the Lord. One time, I'd never stood behind this pulpit. Oh, yes. It's true about me. It's true about me. Until the rising of the sun came into my life. It changed every situation. That's what the prophet said. One time, I'd never stood behind this pulpit. He said, one time, you never heard me raise my voice and say, Amen. You never hear it. Because I would feel ashamed to do that. So tell me, go. I wouldn't shout Amen. I feel ashamed. One time, I wouldn't have what? Had teardrops in my eyes. For I would what? I would be ashamed too. See, I was what? Big Bad Bill. I was what? I was myself, I was called Afroboat. See? Afroboat. My hair was like this. They call it Afro. And boat in Ghana, they cut it short, make it boat. They call me Afro Boat. See? Eye drops. No. To speak about Jesus and I, tears coming down my eye. No, sir. But today, yes. Praise the Lord. I would have feel ashamed to do that. Afrobo to not do that. No, sir. But thanks to the what? To the rising of the sun. But one day, listen closely. One day, in my life, in your life, one day, Jesus Christ met me in the power of his resurrection. He crushed the stony heart. Praise the Lord. That will not listen to anything. My brother was a minister, pastor in this message. And he did everything. I will never bring the book. I pack them on my shelf. I won't read. Hardened heart. Till God broke my leg. For 1 year I had to lie on the ground. Praise the Lord. To teach me something. He crushed that stony heart. And took it out of me. He did the same to you. He did the same to you. He put a new mind. He put a new nature. He put a new person in here. And today, because he lives, I live also. That's what the prophet said. Amen. Amen. Go tell my disciples. Preach in Jeffersonville, 1953. Go and read it again. Paragraph 301. Amen. He crushed that stony heart. And today, because he lives, I live also. Amen. Because he lives, I live also. My fellow friends that had known me in my youth, oh, praise the Lord. Many of them, when they hear that I've become a Christian, it really surprises them. Praise the Lord. The Lord did the same to you also. Amen. Brethren, tonight, because he lives. Musicians, start coming. We have only 10 minutes. Think about it tonight. Is the life of Christ in you? Think about it. If there is something that you need to confess to him tonight, something that has been so great in your life, you cannot handle it yourself. Tonight, because we cannot hide from him. We can't no way hide from him. He knows everything. So where do we run from here? Now, as we are seated now, as we are here, where are we going to run to? No way, no place. Where are you running to? The eyes, that eyes is seeing everything. Where are you running to? Where can you hide? Why don't you raise up your hand and say, Lord, I surrender all. It's over. It's over. 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 It's over. It's over. Help me. I'm weak, but thou art strong. Lift me up and make me your own. Whatever the song leader will give to us, be praying alongside, because we have only 10 minutes. I don't want to take any extra time. Amen. Next week, Lord willing, next week, Wednesday, we come and pray. Next week, Wednesday, Lord willing, I'll be traveling on the Thursday. So Wednesday, we'll be here. Wednesday prayer meeting will be real throughout prayer. Amen. Just a short exhortation, then throughout prayer. Praise the Lord. So pray alongside. Oh, praying alongside. Be praying alongside. Be praying alongside.
Thank you.
our precious brother comes, just lay your heart down. From all that you have heard from last week to this very time, the whole thing the Lord is looking for, that we will be like him. Because he lives, we also live. To be like him, to prove that we are a living people, that we have nothing to do with what. We are the light. It's nothing to do with darkness. As our brother comes to pray, lift up your heart towards Jesus Christ.
Heavenly Father, Lord Almighty, the Creator of heavens and earth, Father, once again we want to praise your holy name. Father, we want to worship it, Lord, for indeed you are the rock that is of ages, Lord. Lord, you are the place wherein we are standing tonight, a sure place, Lord. There's no other place, Lord. Everywhere else where we have been, we have discovered, Lord, and we know that it's all sinking sand. But this, upon this rock, Father, we are standing on that rock, Lord. Father, indeed, even as your word, that we would have been men most miserable if you had not risen from the dead.
Lord.
But today, Lord, you have risen not only from the dead, but you have risen in our hearts also.
Amen.
And you are living in it, Lord. And that's the only way that we are alive also.
Yes, Lord.
Father, for we were once, Lord, oh God, aliens to this faith.
Yes.
We were people, Lord, oh God, that were caught up in sin and trespasses. Father, we had just nothing but the written ordinances that were against us.
Yes.
Lord, judged to be thrown into the lake of fire. But you were merciful, O God, and that you came all the way from heaven, Father, and you took our place on the Calvary cross, Lord.
Yes,
and
Lord.
You died a cruel death that me and my brethren could be set free.
Amen.
Father, we want to say thank you, Lord. Oh God, we want to glorify your name, Lord, for this that you have done for us. For there is no man or angel who could have done it, Lord.
Yes.
And you came yourself and you took our place, Father.
Oh,
you took our sin upon yourself, Lord. Father, not only that, Lord, but
thank
you took
Lord
your
Jesus.
Own life and you gave it unto us, Father.
Yes.
Lord, we want to thank you, Father, that we are alive today.
Amen.
That, Father, we are numbered amongst your children.
Amen.
That, Lord, we are counted, Lord, when the people are giving praise unto you.
Amen.
Lord, we are found in their midst, Lord. Father, it's a paradox that you have done, for
Amen.
This thing was not in our hearts, Lord. We were full of darkness and sin,
yes.
But you have given us a life, Lord, oh, that wants to please you, a life that wants to gather with the saints
Amen.
When they gather, a life that wants to obey, Lord, and do all that you bid it to do. It cannot be us, Father.
Yes,
it can
Lord.
Only be by your Spirit, and we thank you for that tonight, Lord, for we are not a worthy people. We are not the very best of people in this world.
Yes.
Father, there are many that are better than us, Father, but it's been your grace, Lord. It's been your mercy upon our lives that you have done these things for us, Father.
Amen.
We want to ask you tonight that you have mercy upon us, Lord,
where
we have failed you, Lord, in deed and in thought, Lord. Father, in any action that we might have done and we have failed thee,
Lord,
oh God, we just pray your blood upon each and every action and word
Amen.
And deed and thought, Father, that was contrary to your kingdom. We pray you forgive us and that you give us more grace, oh God,
yes, Lord,
that as we leave this place, Father, let us be renewed in our minds. Let us be renewed, oh God, in our thoughts and in our walk,
yes,
Lord, that, Father, we may be a pure and true reflection of thy word, Lord.
Amen.
Please be merciful, oh Father, and teach us, Father, thy ways. Lord, continue, Lord, Father, to be patient with us.
Yes,
Lord, we are sure, Lord, that you will bring us unto perfection one of these days.
Amen.
If we be obedient unto thy word, Lord, we pray, Father, for our brethren that could not be with us tonight.
Yes,
bless
Lord.
Each and every one of them. And these, Lord, that were sick, Lord, we thank you for touching them and for healing them.
Amen.
We thank you also for bringing our pastor safely to the destination, Lord, where you have ordained for him to be this weekend. We pray you use him to bless the saints.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we also ask your blessing in this place, that Father, oh God, your presence, Lord, Father, would continue to be in this place, that when we would come on Sunday, Father God, you'd speak once again unto us, Father. Anoint our ears, Lord.
Yes,
help
Lord.
Us, Father, that we would quickly go into one accord, and that, Father, your spirit would get into our souls, and that you would do your mighty works, Father.
Yes.
We commit everything into your hands. Bless us, Father, as we depart from this place. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Yes, let's continue. When you, in your cruises, you still remember our pastor in prayer. He's in Wales. Remember him and the brethren over there. Now the Lord, he will come with what? Real good testimonies to lift us up. It's a short chorus, and let's come to it.
Oh, Christ the Solid, oh, Christ the Just